In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come then, my brethren, and let us review in our minds all the operations of the Holy Trinity concerning us and for our advantage, from the beginning of the world until the end thereof. And let us see how much solicitude has been shown by that divine majesty, to whom belong the administration and government of the whole world, lest he should lose us, his poor creatures, forever. In the beginning, he created all things with power, and he governed all things with wisdom in the constitution and conservation of the universe. There was goodness in God, and goodness exceeding great, but it lay hidden as yet in the heart of the Father, although destined to be poured out at the proper season upon Adam's race. Nevertheless, even then the Lord was saying, I am thinking thoughts of peace. That is, he was thinking of sending to us him who is our peace, who hath made both one. Therefore, his own loving kindness induced the word of God, enthroned on high, to descend to us. His mercy drew him down. His veracity, wherewith he had promised to visit us, constrained him. The spotlessly pure womb of the Virgin received him without the least prejudice to her virginity. He was brought forth by his own power. Obedience he made his guide in all the different circumstances of life. Patience was his armor, and his charity revealed itself in all his words and in all his wonders. I will give thee, he says, not alone my conception, but my life as well. And I will give thee that life in all its varied stages of infancy, childhood, youth, and manhood, adding thereto my death, my resurrection, my ascension, and the mission of the Holy Ghost. To the end that my conception may purify thine, that my life may be a pattern for thine, that my death may destroy thine, that my resurrection may be followed by thine, that my ascension may open the way for thine, and that, finally, thou mayest have my Holy Spirit to help thy infirmity. For so thou shalt clearly see the way wherein thou shouldst walk, with what circumspection thou oughtest to advance, and to what goal thy steps must be directed. In my life thou wilt see thy way, and as I walked unswervingly in the paths of poverty and obedience, of humility and patience, of charity and mercy, so must thou do also, following my footsteps, and declining neither to right nor left. In my death I will communicate to thee my justice, putting an end to the yoke of thy captivity, and beating off the enemies that are in thy way or beside thy path, so that they may have no power to hurt thee. And lest thou shouldst complain or be cast down because of my absence, I will send the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, who will bestow upon thee the pledge of salvation, the strength of life, and the light of knowledge. He will give thee the pledge of salvation. The Spirit himself thus assures our spirit that we are children of God, impressing upon thy heart and revealing to thy conscience the most evident signs of thy predestination, filling thy mind with gladness and enriching thy soul, if not continually, at least very often, with the dew of heaven by his consolations. He will give thee the strength of life, whereby that which is impossible to thee by nature shall become, through his grace, not only possible, but also easy. And these things, therefore, the Spirit will teach thee all things which are conducive to thy salvation, because in them, namely, in the strength of life, in the light of knowledge, thou shalt find full and absolute perfection. Oh, the hard and stony-hearted sons of Adam, whom so much kindness cannot melt, who are not touched by the generosity of him who, in the excess of his charity, has paid so high a price for goods so worthless. For it is not with gold and silver that he has redeemed us, but with his own most precious blood, which he poured out abundantly in generous streams through the five wounds of his body. Well might he ask, What is there that I ought to do for thee that I have not done? He has given sight to the blind. He has brought back the wanderers. He has reconciled the guilty. He has justified the ungodly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.